about U.S. involvement at the last second because things change. But this much will not change.
We're not looking for a ceasefire. We're looking for a total, complete victory. Again, you know what the victory is. No nuclear weapon.
When asked about his base being split over talk of war,
my supporters are for me. My supporters are America first and make America great again. My supporters don't want to see Iran have a nuclear weapon.
Adding Iran may now want to make a deal, but it may be too late. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Outside a courthouse in suburban Boston today, supporters of Karen Reed cheered her acquittal in her retrial on charges of second-degree murder. Prosecutors said she left the scene after striking her police officer boyfriend with her SUV during a blizzard and leaving him to die in the snow. Legal analyst Robin Nunn says Reed's legal troubles may not be over.
She could still be found liable in the death in civil court. You know, this all may bring up, you know, memories of the O.J. Simpson trial, for instance, right? Where he was acquitted in criminal court, but later found liable in wrongful death in a civil trial.
In a 6-3 ruling, the Supreme Court has upheld Tennessee's law banning gender-affirming care for transgender minors. Gabriel Arklis with Advocates for Trans Equality.
Trans youth deserve health care. Trans families deserve protection. Trans people deserve equal rights without exception.
26 states have laws similar to Tennessee's. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the central bank is keeping interest rates unchanged, but he's watching the effect of tariffs and the Middle East war on the economy.
We will continue to determine the appropriate stance of monetary policy based on the incoming data, the evolving outlook, and the balance of risks.
The Los Angeles Lakers are being sold for billions of dollars.
The Buss family has agreed to sell a controlling interest in the Los Angeles Lakers to the current owner of the LA Dodgers.
Oh, LeBron James!
The expected sale is valued at about $10 billion, shattering the current record for the largest sale of a sports team in history. Mark Walter, chief executive officer of Guggenheim Partners, will assume majority ownership. Current owner Jeannie Buss will retain the title of governor. When the sale goes official, the Lakers will be the most valuable franchise in sports by nearly $4 billion. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Eric has become a Category 3 hurricane as it nears southern coastal Mexico. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Making an impact, sponsored by Grainger. A young toddler saved the day when he called for help after his grandmother tripped and hurt herself. Now his mom is using his words to pursue a dream.
I'm getting my special education license. That's something that I've always wanted to do, but now it's like taking the chance to do it. Don't be afraid. I have it tattooed on my arm.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions. Made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
The Keys to Progress and Diversity, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Matthew Brown looks forward to Pride Month every year. The New York City resident says, what's not to love?
Coming out and supporting and just being a part of our community and being able to show our pride and that we exist and we're here and we're queer and we just want to love on everybody and just have a great time.
Brought to you by Progressive. Protect your auto, home, and business with Progressive and get 24/7 coverage. See if you can save at Progressive.com.
A tragic chapter of Ireland's past is being unearthed, literally, at a long-closed institution for unwed mothers.
Self-denial and mortification of the flesh.
Ireland's mother and baby homes and the nuns who ran them, now made notorious by films like 2013's Philomena.
Their suffering was atonement for their sins.
One of the mothers was 14 years old.
9 years after human remains were first found, their preparations for excavating a mass burial site at one of those homes have finally begun. It's believed the remains of nearly 800 newborns and toddlers lie there, dumped in a disused sewage tank. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
With jury selection expected to begin in less than 6 weeks, the judge in Brian Koberger's quadruple murder trial has warned attorneys on both sides to be ready to go. Koberg is charged with stabbing and killing four University of Idaho students at a house in November 2022. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a low near 60. For tomorrow, early showers, then clearing skies and highs in the upper 70s. A few storms could kick around the area Friday, a high near 80 degrees. Currently at 64 degrees.
WRJN, Rich on the radio, filling in for Chris Morrow on this Wednesday evening. Please be safe out there. Please stay dry out there. We've got more timeless hits coming up from the OJs, the Beach Boys, and now Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Hey, that rhymes. WRJN.
Every time I see her, she don't even look my way. Maybe she will notice me, but then what would I say? I would say what's on my mind, but the words are hard to find. But I'm gonna try to tell her anyway.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild. Always does to me. Maybe it's the clothes she wears, or the way she combs her hair. Oh, that makes me wanna tell her that I care.
Memorial Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Keeping the love going. We're keeping the tunes going right here on WRJN. Brewers are off tonight because of the elements. It's that precipitation that's coming down outside. 64 degrees right now in Radio Park. Hey, where was that last hour when I played When I'm 64, right? Here are the Beach Boys right here on WRJN. God only knows.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
I appreciate some solid instrumentation. That's Linda Ronstadt and the Stone Ponies on WRJN. You got to hear those strings. It just brings some class and sophistication to that song. Hey, Brewers are off tonight because of the rain, but they'll be back tomorrow afternoon, weather permitting, of course, 12:45 here on WRJN. And Milwaukee Brewers baseball is brought to you by Lee's Deli, Main Street Bakery, Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. That's right. Brewers are back tomorrow afternoon. Jacob Mizorowski, the Miz, hopefully taking the mound at Wrigley Field tomorrow afternoon. I say hopefully because, hey, we don't know if it's going to rain tomorrow. They're saying it might, so let's keep our fingers crossed. This is a guy who's only got one start in the major leagues, and he's yet to give up a hit. Let's remember that. Brewers and Cubs tomorrow afternoon right here on WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me.
The home of local news, timeless hits, and Racine Raiders football. WRJN, Rich on the radio. Saturday night, rain or shine, the Raiders are going to be back at historic Horlick Field to take on the River City Rough Riders. Oh, I lost my train of thought there. Sorry about that. The River City Rough Riders pregame is at 6:45 with Don Wadowitz. Kickoff at 7 p.m. We're going to be pulling double duty on WRJN Saturday because we're going to be carrying the Brewers Twins game earlier on in the afternoon. And Racine Raiders football is brought to you by Our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. By Rasmussen Diamonds, providing Racine's beautiful stories for 125 years. By Time and Again Music and more. Sturdivant's Vinyl Destination. Tell Ray and Marianne that WRJN sent you. By Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty. And by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. You're on Tropic Time. Doesn't feel like it today, but here's Sonny and Cher. The beat goes on.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh.
On. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. To war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
Be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write. Bye-bye, so long, farewell. Bye-bye, so long. See you in September. See you when the summer's through.
Here we are.
adored that song. The Happening. See you in September, WRJN. Rich on the radio. Hey, whether it's June, July, August, or September, I got a question for you. What is your go-to summer hangout spot in Racine? Is it North Beach? Is it Quarry Park? Is it a Racine Park Department pool? Or is it some weeds by the Root River? So I'll tell you mine. It's not one of those options. It's Pritchard Park. I love hanging out over at Pritchard Park, just walking as the sun comes up in the morning. Gotta love it. And the pickleballers are out there. They're doing their thing. It's perfect weather for, well, not today, unfortunately. But you're the judge. It is our weekly poll question on WRJN.com. Go over there right now. Vote for your favorite choice. It's brought to you by the Hog Lawyer. 888-999-6644.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. She knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady.
the Prince of Motown, Marvin Gaye on WRJN. And I heard through the grapevine that there is a downright delicious big deal of the day. It's going on today through midnight. It is Dogs and Cream. The Wisco Dog is back. It's a juicy Frank smothered in beer cheese, grilled onions, and bacon bits, all on a soft pretzel bun. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click that big deals banner. And you could purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10 through midnight tonight. And make sure before you check out, make sure you enter the promo code TIMELESS in. That'll give you some additional savings. Stack the savings with WRJN Big Deals. All the leaves are fine. WRJN with the Mamas and the Papas, Rich on the radio. If you're looking for the Brewers tonight, well, because of the weather, they got the night off. So they are going to be playing a doubleheader on Monday, August the 18th. Hey, but don't worry. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll have the game here on WRJN. Jacob Mizorowski on the mound. He was the scheduled starter for tonight's game. It got pushed to tomorrow, but we're going to have the action here. Pre-game starts at 12:45 right here on WRJN. Now we continue our salute to Sir Paul McCartney. It is his birthday today. I know the baseball fans are kind of going through baseball withdrawals right now. We're so sorry, but you know, the weather, we have no control over that.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert, but there's no one left at home, and I believe I'm gonna rain. So sorry, but we
1971's Uncle Albert and Admiral Halsey. From Paul and Linda McCartney on WRJN, Kurt Vollman's back tomorrow afternoon with the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from the year 1973. Now go to WRJN.com right now. Pick your favorite song from 1973, and who knows, Kurt might play it for you during the 5 o'clock class reunion. Right after the 5 o'clock news on WRJN, we continue our salute to Sir Paul McCartney, and it's only fitting since tomorrow's 5 o'clock class reunions from 1973. Well, this song is from 1973, hit number 7 on the charts. It's Paul McCartney and Wings on WRJN. We are 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and of course, worldwide on the Civic Media app. Band on the Run, 1973, Paul McCartney and Wings on WRJN. we could take a guess as to what favorite football team Paul McCartney has. It's not the Jets. It's probably the Packers. Let's just hope it's the Packers, right? Well, Fourth Fest is coming back Friday, July 4th. But before then, we got two straight weekends of great fun in downtown Racine. This Saturday, a block party and a bags tournament happening. Next Saturday, a golf outing. Now, those two fundraisers are going to be funding the parade and the fireworks happening on Friday, July 4th in downtown Racine. All the details you can find at RacineFourthFest.org. That's RacineFourthFest.org. Fourth Fest, downtown Racine. WRJN is going to be a part of the festivities as well. So make sure you join us for Fourth Fest here in Racine. WRJN. More great music on the way.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Seven lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long. My love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed you photographs to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, With a rain in my shoes.
Of you wondering, it rained in Kentucky today, so I thought that that song was appropriate. Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll on WRJN. Rich on the radio bidding you farewell, but the timeless hits just keep on coming here into the evening hours. Well, the sun's already set here. The boys are back tomorrow. Don Rosen starting at 6 a.m. with the Don Rosen Show. Dan Marcus's Wax Museum at 9. Then we have Brewers Baseball starting at 12:45 with the pregame. After the game, you'll catch Kurt Vollman with Homeward Bound and, of course, the 5 o'clock class reunion after the 5 o'clock news. And then going into the weekend, it's almost here, folks. It's almost here. We have Rick Johnson. We have Terry Havel. We have Lou Regani on Sunday morning. And then yours truly, Sunday afternoon after the Brewers game, WRJN.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. There's been a verdict in a high-profile retrial in suburban Boston.
A jury has found Karen Reed not guilty of the most serious charge, second-degree murder.
Murder in the second degree. What say you? Is the defendant at the bar guilty or not guilty? Not guilty.
But she was found guilty of drunk driving and the death of her police officer boyfriend. The verdict comes nearly a year after a separate jury deadlocked over whether Reed killed John O'Keefe in 2022. The defense said Reed struck O'Keefe with her SUV during a blizzard and left him to die in the snow. Matt Piper, CBS News.
President Trump says